one, returnable for Williams from his own 20. Lost the ball, and the Giants say they have it, and they do! Devin Thomas recovered it, but the rookie Jaquan Williams punched it out.
Manning out of the shotgun set, he's back to throw. Finds the pocket, deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes! Manningham on the sideline. Brady's under pressure, Brady's chased, Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone, a jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Now, here's your host, John Schmelt.
Welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com. It's all presented by Andrew Mark, 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513, also on Twitter. Check us out. Send in your message or questions or comments live every weekday. Good morning, everybody. My name is John Schmuck. You listen to Big Blue Kickoff Live every weekday. Good morning, everybody. My name is John Schmuck. You listen to Big Blue Kickoff Live every weekday morning on Giants.com from 10 to 10:30. Make sure you check us out as the Giants move forward in the offseason. Now, a lot of talk about this morning. The question we put up on Twitter and on Facebook is simple. If the Giants are only able to re-sign one of their unrestricted free agents, and I'll go through the list in a second, who would you re-sign? Now, this takes Victor Cruz out of the mix since he's restricted, and I thought that'd be too easy of an answer. Everyone picked Victor Cruz first. So, Victor Cruz out of the equation. So is Stevie Brown, also a restricted free agent. So, here are the main unrestricted free agents you're worrying about. You have the two guys on the offensive line, Will Beatty, Kevin Booth. You have Martellus Bennett at tight end. Dominic Hixon, Ramsey's Barden, a wide receiver. Martellus Bennett at tight end, I mentioned. At running back, Andre Brown's restricted, so you don't have to worry about him. Defensively, perhaps Osiu Manure is somebody you want to bring back as your top priority. Maybe Chase Blackburn, another guy you could talk about. Special teams, Lawrence Tyne's an unrestricted free agent. Someone else you can have a conversation about if you think you really want that steady, consistent field goal kicker back. So a lot of guys you could talk about if you're a Giant fan that are free agents that could be priorities. A couple other guys I'll throw the names out there just because they are unrestricted free agents. Travis Beckham, Rocky Bernard, David Carr, the Giants' backup quarterback, Bruce Johnson, Brian Witherspoon, Sean Locklear, offensive tackle. Another guy that's coming back from that knee injury. Kenny Phillips at safety is an unrestricted free agent. If that's a priority, and a lot of people have wanted to re-sign Keith Rivers, the oft-injured linebacker who's a free agent for the Giants. So that's the main list of unrestricted guys that the Giants will have to make decisions on as this offseason moves forward. So give us a call, 201-939-4513, or send in your questions, ideas, and answers on Twitter. And by the way, we can throw Ahmad Bradshaw into that mix, too. He's technically a restricted, unrestricted free agent since the Giants let him go. Same with Chris Canty. Same with Michael Boley. So that's the list for you. Who do you want back? Let us know. 201-939-4513. Let's start on the phones. We'll go to John in New York. Johnny, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, pal?
I think Martellus Bennett should sign with the Giants again.
Why Bennett instead of some of the other guys we just mentioned?
Because he's a great tight end and I love him.
You would really qualify him as a great tight end?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Is there anybody else that you would make a top priority besides Bennett?
Chase Blackburn, probably.
Why Blackburn?
I think he gets a lot of tackles. Be good.
All right, Johnny. Appreciate the call. 201-939-4513. And it's funny. You got to wonder how the Giants are going to approach Martellus Bennett. They're... are a lot of different ways you can go about this if you're the Giants. Do you try to beat free agency because you think Bennett's going to be in high demand and give him a contract before he reaches that unrestricted status and starts getting other offers? Or do you think maybe the demand won't be that high for Martellus Bennett? And do you wait it out and you hope you get him maybe on the cheap as free agency moves forward? So there are a couple ways you can handle Martellus Bennett. What type of demand is there going to be? How much money do the Giants have budgeted for that position? How effective do they really think Martellus Bennett was last year? His numbers were good. Did they like the chemistry with Eli? Did they think he was a reliable target? All questions that the Giants will have to answer going forward. And again, Do you worry about the offense more or the defense more when you decide which one of these unrestricted free agents you want to bring back? And I realize guys like Kevin Booth and William Beattie aren't big names, but you want to protect your franchise. Eli Manning is the most important to bring back those guys. You know, William Beattie's not a big name, but he had a heck of a year at left tackle. You got to protect Eli Manning from those great outside rushers, especially the guys in the NFC East, the DeMarcus Wares, the Brian Arakpos, the Trent Coles. Go through the list. All around the NFL, you got these big edge rushers. You got to have a good left tackle out there to protect Eli. 201-939-4513. Let's go to Andrew down in Florida. What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Andrew?
Definitely it should be Will Beattie.
Why is that?
I mean, because can you imagine David Deal having to return maybe a left tackle next year? If that doesn't scare anybody, I don't know what does. But he was their best player on the offensive line by far. And, you know, that's left tackle. You're protecting an $100 million player in Eli Manning. So definitely should be Will Beattie. I say a close runner-up, Martellus Bennett.
Drew, Andrew, I happen to agree with you. If I had to pick one guy for the Giants to re-sign, it would be William Beattie, and for all the reasons you just mentioned. The Giants' offensive line was okay last year. It wasn't great, but it was good. It was in the middle of the league in terms of a lot of numbers. But to get a left tackle that can protect your quarterback, I think, is essential. And I think if the Giants don't bring back Beattie, they have to bring back at least an equivalent player in free agency. The one thing you worry about with Beattie, though, he has had that chronic back injury pop up from time to time. You worry about that long term with him.
Yeah, I totally agree. But and the thing is like if you bring him back, then all you need is like maybe another person to come in that right tackle. And you could do that through the draft instead of having to replace left tackle and right tackle. You know? So I think it still be the better thing for him to come back.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think, too, you might be able to get a right tackle in the second round as well. It's harder to get a left tackle in round two, but I think you can get, especially in this draft where offensive line seems to be very deep, you can get a decent right tackle in round two and still keep your first-round pick to use, say, if you want to use it on a linebacker, defensive lineman, somebody on defense, you can do that.
Yeah, totally agree, man.
All right, Andrew, appreciate the call, man. We're on the same page. 201-939-4513. Hashtag Giants Chat on Twitter. Already getting some tweets coming in. We'll get to them in just a second. But first, let's go to Chris in Pennsylvania. Chris, good morning.
Hey, John. I really like what you do on the show. Good job.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. What's on? What's going on?
Hey, I know what you're saying about the O-line, but 31st ranked defense. We got to do something to shore up that defense. And to me, it's really that back seven, you know, the linebackers and the cornerbacks.
Okay.
I really like what Keith Rivers did when he was healthy last year. You know, he showed great speed, you know, especially that lateral quickness getting to the sideline to sort of isolate the edge. You know, Chase Blackburn I really like as, you know, a good feel-good story. But I don't know if we need to look outside for some of those guys, but I guess I had to choose, I would definitely choose Keith Rivers on the defensive side to help shore it up, especially with his defensive quickness.
I just have trouble trusting Rivers. I mean, it's not like last year was an isolated situation where he was hurt and he didn't play and you figure he'll get healthy because of his history. If you go back to even his years with the Bengals, this is a guy who's chronically hurt. And I would hate to dedicate resources to a guy that you just don't know is going to be on the field in practice or on game day.
Yeah, but then they do something like sign Carol Thomas, who's been injured three straight seasons with basically the same injury.
No, that's fine, but Terrell Thomas is also a guy that they didn't have to donate a lot of resources to either. He's basically making the veterans minimum with incentives. Now, I don't know what they're going to have to give Keith Rivers. You know, they might be able to get him at a similar contract, and if they can bring him back at a veterans minimum with some incentives if he plays X number of games, I wouldn't have a problem with that. However, right now Terrell Thomas is, what, their fourth cornerback? So I would not bring back Rivers saying, you know what, we're counting on you to start a linebacker this year. You know, if you want to have him in there as a floater, as a backup, that's fine, but you have to have somebody else there that you think you can count on so Rivers isn't a, you know, boom or bust type of guy, you know?
Right. No, definitely. I understand that. Yeah, it's all about that defense. We got to get back to Giants football this year, giving a big, strong D. I mean, I can't remember the last time our linebacking core and secondary was this soft. I really can't.
Yeah, you know what? It's not just the linebackers and secondary core either. The defensive line, especially the second half of the season, despite the fact that it's traditionally been a strength of this team, they didn't get the job done. Whether you're talking about rushing the passer or, in my opinion, the bigger problem was stopping the run. And the Giants could not stop the run the last eight games of the year. That's got to get itself fixed. And they already lost Chris Canty, one of their best defensive tackles.
All right, Schmelke, thanks for letting me call. Really like the show.
All right, Chris, I appreciate you calling in, man. Thanks so much. Anytime. 201-939-4513. I think Chris makes some really good points. Unfortunately for the Giants, and just based on our question today, they don't have a lot of guys on the offensive, the defensive side of the ball, that are free agents that could be a big loss. Unless you want to count Osu Manuro, we got to see if he decides to come back, though. So, in terms of the question, I think you have to look more towards offense because that's where they have a lot of their UFAs. But if you want to look at basic improvement in the offseason, I happen to agree. Besides shoring up the offensive line, you got to use most of your resources here to get better on the defensive side of the ball. 201-939-4513. Vic is up in Connecticut. Vic, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Vic. How about yourself?
I'm good.
Have you managed to dig out of the snow yet?
You know, a little bit of 40-degree day has done wonders.
I can imagine.
It went from 8 feet to 2 feet, but we're expecting snow this weekend, so here we go again. Yeah, it's not football season, it's snowing, so I'm not real happy. the question on the free agents, I mean, I'd like to say that it's a no-brainer, and I guess Will Beatty would be my choice. All would be my choice, by the way, if I had that choice.
I would tend to agree.
But unfortunately, all is probably not in the checkbook.
Correct.
Will Beatty, you know, it's kind of a funny anomaly. You know, he's a good player. He's improved over the years. He's had some back problems. He's going to be an $8 to $10 million left tackle. You know, you look at him and do you say he's young? Do we pay him the money or do we just let him go and find somebody else for $8 to $10 million? Well, I guess the answer is if you find somebody better on the open market than him and you use the dollars there, then I would agree. But the reason I say probably a good re-sign is strictly probably from a chemistry standpoint. You know, Booth and Beatty and Boss and Snee and whoever at right tackle are probably starting just to get to know each other a little bit more and were last season. So bringing in a new body at left tackle, even though if he's a stud or considered one other than Beatty, and then the uncertainty at right tackle, now you've got five guys that have to kind of learn all over again with each other. And I really think that Sean Locklear really messed us up last year. He was so valuable at right tackle. Him going out, I think, put a real crimp in everybody's style. But when I look at all the rest of the players, you know, the Bennetts and OCs and Chases of the world and Tynes, I don't see anybody there who, if they happen to walk, that we couldn't use somebody else. I think nobody's irreplaceable. But I think Beatty in the position in itself, and Booth also, but mostly Beatty, I think that's where they need to go. And I appreciate some of the callers saying defense. But, you know, as our friend from Maryland would say there, you got your $100 million man back there and you need to protect him. And I couldn't agree more. I mean, without him, the window is not closing. It shuts. So my choice is Will Beatty. And I hope what they can do is come up with something that factors in some of his injury problems, some of those concerns where they get the balance between guaranteed money and salary money so they don't get hurt real bad when he's down for 6 weeks with a backache or whatever. But you know, that can happen to anybody.
Now, Vic, I would not have an issue, though, if they decide that the market for Beatty is a little out of their price range. Maybe he gets $10 million a year. Just throw a basic number out there. If they think they can get somebody that's nearly as good and maybe doesn't have the back injury history that Beatty had and pay him $7 or $8 and save $1 million or $2 a year and you bring in a different guy at left tackle and let Beatty walk just because that's how the market dictates, I would not have an issue with that either. But I think the thing about it here, and you mentioned it and so did a couple other people, that between Booth, Beatty, and then whatever you're going to end up doing at right tackle, the Giants need to do stuff on offensive line this offseason. They have to. They have too many moving parts. They have too many guys that are free agents. And they have too many guys getting up in age. Remember, Chris Knee is going to have offseason surgery too. Let's see how he comes off of that. Hip surgery is usually not a minor thing. So I think the offensive line has to be a focus as the Giants use their resources in the offseason.
Yeah, and we're just going to add another B to the line, hopefully in Brewer. Then we've got a bunch of guys with their last names beginning with B. But we can get one more. I think we could probably get a club going here.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if you can find somebody for $7 million, you're probably going to pay somebody who's a little bit older. He might be just a little bit older than Beedy is, and save a couple of million and throw it. But remember, you know, defense is great, and defense wins championships, you know, the old thing. But this is the year of David Wilson, okay? So, I mean, not only does Eli need help up front there, but so does David Wilson in the running game and whatever. So I think you have to not only think about protecting Eli, you have to think about jump-starting the running game, which is time of possession, which keeps your defense off the field, which helps you to win games. So I'm sticking with my story.
All right, sounds good, Vic, man. Appreciate the call as always.
Right, have a nice day.
Hey, right. You too, Vic. Thanks a lot. 201-939-4513. And, Land, you know what you have in William Beattie. You know he knows the system. You know he knows the blitz calls, Gilbride's offensive system. He knows all that. So there's something to be said for bringing him back, assuming his back is healthy. And that really, to me, is the only red flag with Will Beattie is that back. I'd worry about that. And, you know, you never know how guys react after getting big contracts either. You just don't know based on personality. So that's something the Giants will have to see as well. By the way, he mentioned James Brewer, who I think will be a candidate to start on the right side of that offensive line. Perhaps a tackle, perhaps maybe at one of the guard positions. So that's something you can take a look at, too. I had a chance to talk to James Brewer earlier in the offseason. You can check out that interview on Giants.com if you so choose. Maybe I'll cue it up. Maybe I'll play at the end of the show if the phone calls get a little slow here. But for now, let's go back to our calls at 201-939-4513. Our buddy Dave is up in Rochester. Dave, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy? Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What's up, pal?
Hey, actually, William Beattie would be my first choice, as we've been talking about. But secondly, I think there's got to be some way that we got to bring, if there's a way to bring Bradshaw back. I know in the past we've been slamming Corey Webster. People wanted to get rid of him. We talked about bringing maybe a draft pick in, saying maybe we kind of need that veteran experience to kind of help. I think without Bradshaw, we don't have that. We got David Wilson. We don't know what kind of shape Andre Brown's going to be in. Maybe him and Coughlin can sit down, talk about maybe lowering his contract. But he was only making $3 million. Maybe get him down to $1 million, million and a half. He's 28 years old. What, he missed three or four games last year. He's still got 1,000 yards. What about the possibility of trying to get him back a little cheaper? And then we have that veteran presence in the backfield.
Hey, look, Dave, I said it when it happened, that of all the guys the Giants have cut this offseason, if there's one person that has a decent chance of re-signing, I think it's Bradshaw. That being said, I don't think it's going to happen in the next month, in the next 2 months, probably not even in the next 3 months. Bradshaw is going to wait it out until after the draft so teams evaluate their needs, and then he'll see maybe he can catch on, make a little bit more money as a veteran with another organization. But come, you know, end of May, June 1st, that area, if he still is not on a team and the Giants have availability and they're willing to give him, you know, a little bit more than the veterans minimum, I think there's a pretty decent shot that Bradshaw re-signs with the Giants.
But wouldn't they want him to come back a little earlier, maybe get him in earlier for training camp? Because he already knows the system. No sense going out and trying to get a veteran for the same price when he already knows the whole system.
Well, I think the Giants would like him back at that number tomorrow if they could get him. If they can get him at the veterans minimum, he'll come back tomorrow. But I think Bradshaw is going to want to wait it out and see if he can find a little bit more money and maybe a multi-year deal even from another team. And he's going to wait until after the draft when teams, you know, are done with their primary moves. The first month and a half of free agency is over with. The draft is over with. And maybe a team looks at their roster and says, oh, man, we only have two or three running backs under contract, and two of them are undrafted free agents. We need to bring in a running back. And that's maybe when Bradshaw can get that bigger contract, a little bit more money, and that's when he'll make that move. But I think Bradshaw will want to wait for all other teams to exhaust their options, finalize their training camp roster, before he decides to come back for that low of a number in terms of his contract.
I gotcha. I see. And then lastly, I got my Dottino today.
What do you got?
I don't know. You got to look it up. Doesn't look like Billy Crystal a little bit?
Nah, you know what? I'm not going to say Billy Crystal. Maybe a little bit. Now, there are a couple Dottino clones, and the big one, the Count from Sesame Street. He is the Count from Sesame Street, and he is also a little Fredo from The Godfather. A little column A, a little column B.
I got to check it out. To me, it looks like a little Billy Crystal. I thought maybe the next Oscars, they could do some show tunes or something for it. But I'll have to check out The Count. But thanks for taking my call, Johnny.
Hey, no problem, Dave. Anytime. Yeah, but that was actually a nickname that Michael Strahan came up with, Paul Dottino, the Count from Sesame Street. Called him out in the locker room. I guess that was when Stray had one of his young kids, and he goes, you know who you look like? Count from Sesame Street. One Giants beat reporter. Two Giants beat reporters. But I always thought that was pretty funny. And Dottino likes the Count nickname because it was given to him by Strahan. Strahan pretty much could have called him anything, and Dottino would have liked the nickname, I think, honestly. As long as it wasn't anything with an expletive in it. But there you go. 201-939-4513. Let's go through some of these tweets here that people have sent in over the last half hour, and I'll even go back to some of the stuff from yesterday. Let's see. From Marcus Lee, at Marcus Lee 79, can we manage to keep Beattie, Bennett, and Cruz and be under the cap? I think the Giants can manage that, to be honest with you. It might take some creativity in how they structure the contracts, but I think they can do it. I think they can also squeeze Booth in as well if they structure those contracts a specific way. Sam, at Sam Guerrero 67, wants the Giants to pick up Charles Woodson to a one-year contract, see how he meshes. My question to Sam, he has not responded yet, was at corner or safety. Woodson was a safety last year for the Packers. Not sure if he has the legs to play corner anymore. A couple of things from today. Drew, who called in, tweeted in, wants Will Beattie. Fears David Deal at left tackle. Welp, Victor Cruz is an obvious choice since they cut Bradshaw. Well, Victor Cruz is a restricted free agent, so he doesn't necessarily apply to the question. If you're talking about unrestricted and restricted free agents, then yes, Cruz I could see being the number one guy. Remember, though, as restricted, the Giants would get a draft pick in return if somebody else decides to sign him. Let's see. Mike Farmer, our good tweeting friend, I think likes Dominic Hixon to come back. And I think Hickson's important to return. Not sure I'd make him the most important. Mike Farmer also doesn't think Beattie was the best offensive lineman, considering he did not make the Pro Bowl and Chris Knee did. Well, Mike, we'll agree to disagree there. Christie might have made the Pro Bowl, but a lot of times these Pro Bowl votes sometimes have a lot more to do with reputation at this point, especially on the offensive line. Not that Christie didn't have a bad year. I think he did, but he's also a bigger name than Will Beattie, and I think that helped him a lot. Again, not saying Christie didn't deserve it. He did, but I think Will Beattie could have been in that mix as well. Christie just a bigger name. 201-939-4513. Final two calls of the show. Jeff in Rhode Island. Jeff, what's up, pal?
How you doing, John?
Doing well.
Good. That's good. Don't you think the experiment with Baden and Beckham should be terminated? I think that's they both reached the end of the line.
Well, they're both free agents, Jeff, and unless something strange happens, I would be shocked if either one is back with the team next year.
Okay. So would I. I'd be very surprised. In terms of OC, What do you think's going to happen with that? I mean, if the Giants can't bring him back at what they want to pay him, I mean, they're certainly just not going to let him walk and not get anything in return for him.
Well, they might.
Yeah.
They might. And you know, the thing about it, Jeff, I think OC needs to make a decision. Does OC still want to try to be an every-down defensive end and bank 3 or 4 year contract with a decent amount of money and risk being cut after a year or two if he can't cut it as an every-down defensive end? Or does he accept the fact that at his age, with his injury history, that he's a 20 to 30 snap, 35 snap a game type of guy that's a pass rush specialist? And if he accepts the fact that that's who he is, takes a reasonable contract, you know, 3 years, $15 million, something like that, which isn't chump change, but it's not big money either.
Right.
I think there's a decent chance he can come back to the Giants and be a pretty good player for them.
Yeah, honestly, I hope he opts for the latter because I think that's precisely what he is now. So I'm hoping that's the way it goes because he's still a very good player, I think.
I think OC can still be a very effective player in this league if he's used properly. Remember, last year, let me look at the numbers, but I believe OC had more sacks than Jason Pierre-Paul, right? I believe he's OC at around 8, yeah. And JPP came in at around 6.5, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Okay, John, you have a good day.
Hey, you too, Jeff. I appreciate it always, my friend. Good to hear from you. Jeff, of course, brings up Travis Beckham when we played Name That Play a couple years ago on that big Travis Beckham catch against the Green Bay Packers. He had the great nickname for that play, the IAT. And the IAT for that play stood for It's About Time, which I thought was very amusing. By the way, OC 6 sacks of Jason Pierre-Paul, 6.5. Sorry about that, folks. I should have those numbers at my fingertips. I did not. I apologize. 201-939-4513. Thank you to Mr. Mortensen for getting that. Only a couple days left for Mortensen. We're going to train another call screener. I'm just chasing people out of this place. They're like, I got to work with Schmelk. I need a new job now. 201-939-4513. I'm sending them all running for the hills. Carlos in Virginia. Carlos, good morning, man. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Carlos?
Oh, yeah. So I got a question.
Sure, what do you got?
I was wondering, because I think last year, I think our secondary was like a real big issue.
Yeah.
As far as, I mean, we got the pass rush. But I just want to know if we were taking a real gamble on re-signing Terrell Thomas because of the ACL injuries, and if there's going to be any more improvements in the secondary, if they're willing, you know, to draft some high-name players or look into free agency.
Well, yeah, sure.
As far as getting it to where it needs to be.
Hey, look, re-signing Terrell Thomas is a risk. Here's the good part of it, though. If it doesn't work out, it's really no skin off the Giants' back. Terrell Thomas signed the veteran minimums deal with some incentives if he plays a lot. So if it works out, great. You have a guy that you can maybe play at safety, maybe play at slot corner, even start a quarterback if by some miracle he comes back and looks like his old self. So is it a risk? Sure. But the reward in this case is a lot higher than the risk. So I think a good move by the Giants bringing back Terrell Thomas. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Whatever. You know, it's not a big deal. Now, in terms of the Giants getting better in the secondary, the problem you look at here is that I think they'll renegotiate Corey Webster's contract down a little bit for one. Heck, you know what? They could have done it already, for all I know, and it's just not something that's not something necessary you have to release to the public. So who the heck knows what's going on behind the scenes with that? You have a young guy in Prince Amukamara that I think the Giants think could break out in year number 3 and look like a number 1 cornerback. I think they like Jaron Hosley, their third-round pick last year. They think he can take a big step in year number 2 as well. At safety, they like Ontrell Roll. They think Stevie Brown, his second year, will do a pretty good job. They have high hopes for Will Hill, who will be in his second year next year and an undrafted free agent. So I think the Giants are going to look for improvement in their secondary from within for the most part. I don't think they have the resources to spend big money on a corner and free agency. Corners don't come cheap. And I think the Giants like their three core guys as their 1, 2, and 3 guys, despite the fact Corey had an off year last year. Now, could they draft somebody? Sure. Do I think they'll draft somebody in the first round? I think they'll look somewhere in the front 7 with that first round pick. But would I be shocked if you saw a second round or third round corner this year to supplement what they had? No, that would not surprise me, Carlos.
Okay, I mean, would they like go as far as, I mean, as far as trading for a pick?
Trades are so hard. Trades are so hard in the NFL. I mean, I think the Giants will do everything they can to try to make the secondary better calls. Because you're right, last year there were way too many big plays, and you got to get that fixed if you want to win consistently. That being said, they have a lot of needs, and they don't have a ton of resources. So they're going to have to pick and choose here. And there's a chance they draft somebody in the first round, that's a corner, if they think the value is there. I just think that they might have bigger needs at other spots, you know?
Okay.
All right, Carlos, appreciate the call, man.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, you're very welcome, man. No problem. Thanks a lot. 201-939-4513. You guys did a great job on the phones today. Great job on Twitter as well. I'll save some of those Twitter comments for tomorrow. And Tomorrow, maybe we'll do a little combine talk tomorrow. I got to figure out exactly how I'm going to phrase that question. But we'll do something with the draft and the combine moving forward here tomorrow. That sounds like a good idea. Tomorrow's Thursday, short week with President's Day. flies by like that. Everybody, thanks for joining us today on Big Blue Kickoff Live on Giants.com. We're back with you tomorrow morning at 10. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here on Giants.com.